Thermal.
But welcome to Thermal. You saw what was all around there. It's not too exciting. It's just outside of Palm Springs. Palm Springs is all right, but this is all dirt. All right, seminar outline. Who am I? We're going to go into a few standards. How to do it. Case studies. More case studies. A little bit about marketing. Anybody can use help on marketing? Just one guy. And questions and answers. So we're going to roll through as much as we can. What I ask is that if you do have questions, go ahead and write it down, because I took a 3-hour presentation and put it into 1 hour. I left a lot of the meat and potatoes, but I'm going to roll through a lot of these slides. So it's a good idea maybe to write down your questions. You're going to have a good amount of time at the end for them. SoCal Infrared, who was that? I'm going to give you a little bit of brief about what I am. I've been a building inspector, a home inspector, for 13 years now. SoCal Infrared was opened up as a division of my home inspection company. Served since 1994, InspecDoc's been going, or multi-inspector firm in 1999, and rode the wonderful real estate market. It was a concept in 1999. It became a reality in 2005. So I actually wrote down my ideas and wrote a business plan, and then I found out how much the camera cost. Seriously, I got my receipt from back then, my quote. Well, I purchased an infrared camera and trained three of my guys, me and two others, in 2005. And a month after my first show inspection was a roof, but I officially opened the doors in January of 2006. United Infrared, you guys see we have a booth. Okay, we launched that just a couple of weeks ago, and that's a conglomeration of me and Greg Stockton. Now, in the infrared market, Greg's been doing this shy of 30 years, so much before any of us ever considered infrared as an option, because back then the cameras were a hell of a lot more. And it was created to fill the void in the market. Right now, typically why a lot of people come to these infrared seminars is because they're trying to figure out how to make it work. A lot of times you buy a camera and you go take a level one training, and then you try and figure out how do you make your business work. And we end up finding a lot of cameras going on eBay about a year later. It's good deals for others who want to get in. Certainly not a bad way to go. I've sold a few on there. I'm on my fifth camera now. I keep changing ideas of what I want. But anyways, there's some brochures you can check about that later. Okay, a little bit about me. I'm a level 2 thermographer. I'm a code-certified building inspector. I've got 5 credentials with the International Code Council. ABS certified, so I can look at ships.
Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
You have a full room.
Yes.
Would you like to move to the after ballroom, or do you want to take
it? I think we're cozy. Should we turn the lights off and everybody's comfy? Now, if we do have, I see we have a few seats in between. So
yeah,
what I would say is that if we got more to come in, if some of you could be so kind to slide over. And
if
you need
happy,
to.
I'm happy.
We're happy. Hey, are you guys happy?
Yeah.
See? It'd be too much work.
Okay, can you make it darker in here? Just
pull this curtain.
Yeah. You want it a little more intimate. All right, I'm a Herz Raider. I'm affiliated with an organization called Energy Checkup. Home inspector with TRIA. I'm a FEMA inspector. Trying to make sure I cover everything. I've written a few papers. Come on in and find a seat. They're in here. Just people need to scoot over if you could. So I've written a few papers. They're all available on the website as well. By the way, I have some cards up in the front. Now, for most, I apologize because this is what would not work in the Aster. You know, was you're packing and getting ready to go, and then you realize that you forgot the speakers. So, for those who need to,
Predator.
Yeah. Very good. I apologize. Some of you will not be able to hear this.
I'd be back.
You'll play up.
Who are the two governors? This is a quiz as we have going on right now. Who? Hey, very good. Who said that? Very good. Come by, I'll give you a free beach ball.
They should do a remake of the same two guys.
I agree. The guy's got to get off the political thing right now and get back to movies because he made some good movies. Now, isn't that the crummiest infrared you've ever seen? I tell you, we've come a long way. Predator. Jesse Ventura. Flare systems. All right, standards. Getting more busy. Okay, we still have seats.
We have a few seats up here.
Yeah, we do. And we have a floor space. All right. Builders are required to comply with installation requirements regardless of whether or not they take any energy credits. So sometimes they do a rating on a home and then new construction. Sometimes they don't. But the products must be installed right. Energy codes, California, we have Title 24, they all specify that it must be done right. Must be installed per manufacturer specifications. Any insulation manufacturers in here? Very good. So you might be able to help on this too. Now, I have called a few of the insulation manufacturers, and although they have some guidelines, they're not exactly all specific, so what I kind of go to is come up here. But manufacturer specifications pretty much state they must be done right. Would you agree? You want your product installed right to meet your quality standard. Is it certainty or?
Doubt.
Doubt. Very good. Now, the National Association of Home Builders talk about must be done when it's done wrong. How many of you have ever seen this book? Very good. This is a great book. It's called Residential Construction Performance Guidelines. All right, so let's go through those now. Now, I want you to understand that although in California we can be advanced in certain things, building codes, just till recently, we were still on the 1997 building code. So, but in the code, they specify what inspections are done on a property. Foundation, concrete, frame, slab, final inspection. What are we missing? Very good, you guys are on board this morning. So where's the insulation inspection? Well, the building official may make requirements on that. In other words, it's an option, not required. We're going to get into this story as we get more and more. You'll get it all in the picture. So many jurisdictions do have an insulation protocol. However, some do not, including mine. Now, this one you'll probably be able to hear. It's pretty loud, so just ask a little quiet. This is a... Any city inspectors here? All right, you won't take offense. Now, the point of this, this is a phone conversation that I called the city because I had a particular builder challenge me on my calls and said, well, of course, the response is the city signed it off, so we don't need any further to do anything. Even if you called it missing or whatever, because the city signed it off. We all know that that doesn't hold its weight, because I said, invite the city back out with me, and then I'll go through the property. So I decided to call the city that this was, and I left a message, wasn't available, and I said, what standard do you comply insulation to? You're going to love this, it's beautiful.
hopefully it'll work.
Phone number 760-602-2706. Received June 15th at 8:06 a.m.
Hi, Peter. Good morning. This is Pete Dray with the Swifty City of Carlsbad Building Inspection Department. It's 8:05 on Friday morning. I'm returning your phone call, and then the question was about insulation, what standard we inspect to. And I guess the way that I would answer that is, the plans for the work generally being done on a job indicate what R-value insulation should be used in walls and ceilings. So we verify that the correct R-value of the insulation is installed. We make sure that penetrations of the envelope, so pipes or wires going through top plates on walls, generally are phoned shut, and that the insulation is installed so it's in moderate contact with the surface of the wall or ceiling. So generally the insulation in a ceiling should be close to the drywall covering of the ceiling, both same for the walls. So those are the general standards that we inspect by. If this is new construction, we would expect it to be in close compliance with those conditions. If it's something that was built previously, a lot of times workers go in after the fact, or even after we inspected drywallers, pull things out of walls. There's a lot of things that happen after we've done that inspection. Some of the times we accept certificates of compliance from the insulation contractor. In other words, a lot of times we don't even do insulation inspections. Sometimes that's just a certificate of compliance that we accept from the contractor. Hopefully that answers your question.
You did, thank you.
The phone number is area code 760.
How many would think that's a beautiful phone conversation? Because I personally do. He explained everything, and the truth is, it's not against him. This is the truth. This is the way this works. Cities are the first parts of any building code. You take no liability for anything they do. You have to prove they were on drugs first. Okay? I have actual lawsuit documentation showing where they tried to sue the city for insulation installed wrong. And or not insulation, but just code defects, and they get thrown out every time. You can't. It's pretty difficult to sue the government. So point being, he's explained a few things that obviously sometimes they don't even inspect that. All right, International Energy Conservation Code. It's on the 2000. Obviously, we're on some newer versions. All insulation material, caulking, and weather stripping, fenestration assemblies, mechanical equipment, system components, and water heating equipment systems components shall be installed in accordance with the manufacturer's installation instructions. Now, I want you to understand that although the new home market is almost in the tank, this applies to even retrofit. You must comply to the code when you're doing these things. Manufacturer's installation instructions. All right, most, if not all, codes will reference manufacturer specifications. No matter where you are, if you're in California, we like to have our own code, and then ICC for almost everything else. But for insulation purposes, most manufacturers are part of NEMA. Are you part of NEMA?
No.
No?
All right, I am.
Most. I saw a big one. So for insulation, what does this mean? Well, they have a guideline. These are easily downloadable on the internet. 25 checkpoints for insulating, inspecting insulating jobs. Cavity fill, electrical wiring, insulation should be split or cut around, fit around wiring. Very common thing. Wiring's run in the center. Let's compress the insulation against it. Now, obviously, we have the loose fill stuff that'll do a better job, but sometimes that wiring ends up being the barrier, the block, clogs it up. Plumbing.
That should be friction fit. So the first windstorm will knock them out anyways. All that good stuff. So what you do is you Google 25 checkpoints, go to Namer, whatever. These things are readily available on their website. You can download these. Air infiltration. All insulation requires proper air sealing for the insulation of the air there. Caulk tape. So you heard him talk about that in the voice message. He talked about caulking, sealing those joints. Anybody know the R value of a wood stud?
3.6.
Okay. Is that lower than the insulation in the wall? Alright.
Yeah.
Have some heat transfer, maybe?
Only if it's installed correctly.
Alright. You guys can download that document. Alright. This book right here, Residential Construction Performance Guidelines. So since we talked about the manufacturer spec, you know what? We've got a few people in the door. Do you guys want a seat? Because there are seats in here. So, got seats there, we got one over here, we got a chair, so you're going to sit up in the front and we'll pick on you. Construction performance guidelines. This guy brought breakfast. How nice of you. Did you just get up? Insulation insufficient. Now, remember I said most insulation manufacturers are part of NEMA. Well, most home builders, I'm not talking about general contractors and independent guys, but the major home builders are part of National Association of Home Builders. And so this is a performance guideline, a document that wouldn't likely be used in a court of law if somebody ever got to that point to determine, hey, if that builder did his job, what is the guideline? Because there's got to be a threshold of what's acceptable, because there is a certain margin of error in everything in life. So if the insulation is insufficient, the contractor shall... I think the insulation insufficient can be subjective. What interpretation? But the contractor shall install insulation according to the R values designated in the contract documents. So if it says R19, is R13 acceptable? So if we compress that insulation around the wires, is that now R13? So the contractor will install insulation to meet the performance guideline. It's all specified in here. There's things that are discussion that they mention in here. But proper insulation shall include correct placement behind electrical boxes, backing studs, corner framing, and wire.
Great!
We got it all discussed. So the point is, if they compress it, they don't comply. You ever seen what a repair on something like that would be? Air infiltration and drafts. Around doors and windows. Now, they got a little disclaimer here. That some of it is normal during high winds. Okay? That's realistic. We've got a chair up here. We've got a chair right here in the middle, right over here. We got one right up in the front. These guys said they took a shower, so it's all right. No daylight shall be visible around the frame of the door windows. Lose. They shall fix it. Adjusting weather strip. Every once in a while I've had one in the new homes where they just forgot to put it on there. But we do at least usually find one door at least in the home that's leaked. Anybody heard of this? 1060C? So ASTM has a standard. You guys can... you guys can download this off the internet. This is the one that's not free. So, but what you can do is become a member of ASTM. I think they're like 30, 40 bucks for the standard. And you can become a member, I think it was 70 bucks. But then you can download all the standards in that book.
There's a couple of them on infrared. A number to do with building envelope. And then you can be on a committee, and they'll bug you every month saying, hey, can you read and tell me what you think? There's a lot of good stuff. John, you know what year this was written?
It's way back into the early 80s.
Early 80s. So we've had some standards since the 80s.
You don't actually have to be an ASTM member to be on a committee.
There you go. Can you download? That's good news. Can you download the standard when you're on committee without paying? Ah, gotta make sure
that one was updated in 2003.
$30. If somebody's really hurting for $30, come talk.
We'll figure out a way. You hear that? Hey, John, I'm hurting for $30. Anybody else hurting for $30? Woo! Very good. It's good to have someone like John Snell in the audience because he's got $30 to give.
I didn't say I had $30, but I'm sure we can find $30 in your pocket.
Oh, my God. I'm hoping to go home with it. Anyways. The idea right there. You know about that? You had $30 last night?
Two drinks.
All right, general requirements. They tell you things like you should heat the house at least 4 hours before. In other words, sometimes you just cannot have a Delta T, so you got to manufacture it. So we want a good heat dispersion of the home, and then you got times of the year, the winter and the summer, when you may have it all day long. You know, but depends how leaky your house is. You might lose it real quick. 18-degree Delta T. So during the cooler months, typically done in the morning, the evening, and warmer months, typically done in the mid-afternoon. It depends on your part of the country. And so simply, we usually don't do an inspection unless the outside temperature is under 60 degrees or over 85. Anybody want to know why? Delta T. Because I typically am not going to be able to heat up a house beyond 80 degrees. And I'm typically not going to be able to cool the house below 70, as a general rule of thumb. So you give yourself that window. I've had successful IR reviews of a home with 10 degrees. We've got more people in the door. We've got one more seat up here, and there's some floor space. I got a seat right here, too. Anyways, so that's how I come up with those numbers. So if I have 15, keep in mind, although I may not be compliant, I'll make that notation in my report, that although I may not be in compliance with 15 degrees. So, pretty much.
Going back to that site of, if you had an IR in Malibu, that'd be kind of a little hard to do that.
You're limited in certain locations, especially coastal and things like that, because you may not have an air conditioner. So you're limited to certain times of the year. The good thing in the existing home market, that they're not going anywhere. They're just concerned with why they had that utility bill. And when are they concerned with the utility bill? When it hits them. All right. So this guy's going to talk about some stuff today on introduction to the ResNet standard. So you can go to that session later and learn about what ResNet's doing with infrared. There's your plug. $30.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Why do they have some of these cameras out here that have sensitivity that they only need a temperature differential, say like 8 degrees or something, like 3 degrees? How does that come into play?
Those cameras are sensitive within a degree.
That's all it means?
I say a camera's 0.05. Let me tell you, the issue is that unless you have a good enough Delta T, you're not going to get a good enough picture. I have gone out to an inspection, and I couldn't see the studs in the wall. You can't do it. You've got to see distinguishable framing members.
So it doesn't matter what that sensitivity is of the camera.
It helps you distinguish the difference between a half a degree or a degree. Difference. That's what it's going to distinguish. But if you've got a terrible sensitivity and a terrible Delta T, you're not going to have too much luck. All right, so what do? You set up the appointment, let them know what to expect. Keep in mind, this is a magic camera. It's voodoo science. So what infrared can actually do
call a client the evening before and remind them. See, in California, I have that, San Diego, it's 70 degrees all the time. So I got to work early in the morning, sometimes late at night. Sometimes, like last month, I could work any day, all day. It was cold, weird. I had to wear a sweater. I was still wearing shorts, though. remind them, because I have been out there where they forgot. And then guess what I did? I had enough Delta Key at the time, like maybe 10 degrees, so then they paid me my hourly wage while I waited because they forgot. So verify weather during the week before to make sure the Delta T can be obtained. Weather can change and the weatherman's not that accurate. So you want to kind of look at a couple of options. If you got a secretary, it always works good. Keep them on top of that. Some tools needed. IR camera. I bring a dual zone temperature gauge with me. One outside, one inside, and I like to take a picture of that. You can take a picture of the thermostats inside of the house and then have a single zone outside. But I always like to put the question of doubt in there that if anything were to ever be questioned of what I did, I could show, hey, this was my Delta T at least. Ladder. When at all possible, when you have conditions that you know in a home, if you can verify it visually, I recommend you do so. And I almost always will take one to three pictures in a home showing that insulation missing and confirming the same condition that we saw thermally. It kind of eliminates the doubt that for the people who don't understand it. And that happens all the time with builders, contractors. Digital camera, I always have a thermal and a visual. Some of these great cameras shoot both. Okay, I usually don't shoot picture in picture. I don't like it. A camera can do it, just not my feature. Most thermographers will shoot separate. But if your camera does it and it works for you and you get paid, that's what right. Notepad, obviously you want to take notes. Every picture should be identified a location. Don't assume that everybody understands what you're looking at. Even with a visual picture there. So, good notes always helps. Picture numbers, reporting software, whatever that may be. And if you want to do some quantitative analysis on air infiltration, now, this is a paper I wrote a couple years ago, but it kind of gives a spell out on this topic and kind of goes through a little bit. This paper is downloadable on my website as well. So this is what stemmed this story. This is on my own new house, so that's how I have pictures from start to finish. I bought the house when it was dirt, and I knew there was a problem during construction. I advised the builder there was a problem during construction, and you're going to hear the story. Some of the stuff we went through. All right, you purchased a brand new home. You've been given the phone bill. Good to go. Tell you, the city signed off. You heard about that one already. Perfect. Car salesman smile. Here's a key. Sign right here. Are you getting what you paid for? Did the city really check everything out? What's that paper you just signed? All right, statistically in my home inspection company, with over 10 years reviewed, 6,000 property inspections I've done, they haven't found a perfect thumbs-up house yet. Doesn't exist. Even the new ones. In my home inspection company, new construction made up at least 10% of my business, which is high, because most people believe when they buy a new home that it's perfect. So in any business, property inspectors have limitations on what they do. They can't say what they can't see. Home inspector view? Looks good. All right, so infrared gives us vision of what we couldn't see before. So I went back and just kind of looked at the last 130
brand new construction inspections I did, not infrared. These are just the home inspection side. 37% of them I identified insulation deficiency. Now, in life, we become smarter. Would you agree? Well, some people can. But you generally will gain knowledge in life like you are today. You're learning. Hopefully, if you all leave with one thing, there was value. Well, that's the way I look at it. If you leave with 30 bucks, you're doing really good. All right. 10% had weather stripping problems. These were just general notations noted in my new construction inspections. And this was with the naked eye, home inspector eye. The infrared, I'm going to actually change that, 98%. It's a well-accepted method of identifying problems. This is from the exterior. Not the easiest way to do infrared. I do all mine on the interior, but I'm just showing you what it would look like. These are all my house, by the way. This is all part of the story. Subject property. This right here, this is the problem. Interior shear wall. I had a framing walkthrough with my builder. Can you imagine having an inspector? You know how long my walkthrough was? Shear panel known on the interior portion of the wall in the master bedroom and exterior weatherproofing paper had already been installed. I want you to understand it. Unfortunately, the picture at my framing walk, the insulation wasn't in yet. But if I have weatherproofing paper and I have shear wall, how do we insulate? I need to see some core holes in there, right? So I said, are you insulated? Mr. Hopkins, it's insulated.
Can you explain what shear wall is?
This right here. Strengthening the structure.
Just
basically, OSB plywood to help strengthen the structure. You ever play dominoes?
All the time.
He played them all the time. All right, so if you push one side, what happens? So in California, we have that wonderful effect. So we're trying to eliminate the shake, rattle, and roll, or at least minimize it a little bit. We have like 150 earthquakes a day. So I questioned him, did you have the wall insulated? Absolutely. The city signed off. Well, frame the inspection by the local jurisdiction. The insulation is not yet installed. Typically, the next inspection that takes place is the final when all fixtures are in place and drywall up. Remember, I showed you the level of inspection. Anybody know the time frame between framing inspection and drywall going up? Same day? They're quick. They got weather on their problem there. But we'll see sometimes a week. It's a real quick time frame. Good luck on having somebody come back out at that time. So who verified the insulation? Here's the dilemma. In California, you have to look up your own areas. It's up to the builder or insulation contractor to sign and certify the residential compliance form, a CF6R, validating proper insulation installation. The contractor's checking his own work, signing the document that it's done. The city inspector may only verify that it's signed. You heard it in the phone conversation. Remember that? So part of the requirements, we talked about that already. The contractor checks his own work and signs this statement. I hereby certify that the above insulation was installed in the building at the above location in conformance with the current energy efficiency standard for residential buildings, Title 24, Part 6, California Code, regulations as indicated on the certificate of compliance. Where applicable? He certified that. Certified. All right, so the builder was requested to validate that the wall was insulated. Now, I tried to make it easy for them. Now, I want you to understand at this initial point, there was no insulation. I understand I lived an hour and a half away from here, so I was here every other weekend. And so what I first did was wrote, insulate this wall. I tried to help them out. I poked a little hole, and I said, damn, there's no insulation in there. And so then the electrical guy forgot he needed to run another electric wire. And you can see he even did it wrong in this picture here, too. So when he came back, and right the minute the electrician opened it up, they said, oh, you better insulate that. So they insulated. Okay? What's halfway up that wall? Come on.
Fire blocking.
Fire blocking. they supposedly finished the job. Well, fire blocking's installed up, so I said, damn, I'm going to bust the hole. So I put the hole in. What do you see on the other side of that hole? What is it?
It's sheer wall.
Sheer. What does that mean? What's not in there?
Insulation.
All right, so I wanted to make this more visible to them. I'm helping them out.
Stop it.
That's the guy that I was trying to call this morning. It was 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock back in California. I realized after the first ring that I probably shouldn't have been calling him. I'll tell you, the time difference can get you. All right. So I wanted to help him out. Remember that hole that was there? Check it out. I put arrows and it said, all of this, you need to insulate this. This is my master bedroom. Come on. It's going to be cold in there. These guys are good. They patched my hole. What didn't they do?
They didn't insulate.
Very good. Okay. Remember that funky smile, thumbs up, sign right here, keys? Well, I questioned their insulation.
They said, Mr. Hopkins, it's done. We went through this. I said, yes, we did. So at which point did you do this?
So I want you to understand that about this point, I bought an infrared camera. Several months later, a repeated request to verify wall insulated. The bill would finally agree to return to validate the wall in the master bedroom had been insulated. Holy smoke, Batman! What happened? Guy cut the wall, and you guys can see that pink stuff? What the heck is that?
It's jammed in there.
I like this guy. They called me. I was working. I was making money. Called me and said, you know what? You just had us do all this work, and the insulation's in there. Can you believe I was... What did I do? I get home that night. I'm suspicious. Yeah, look at this. Uh-oh. What's that on that shear panel? Those little buggers. They shove fiberglass bat in through a 4-inch hole. That's what they're thinking. So I pull it out. It's 12 inches long. Call them up. You SOB. Get back out here and fix that. I had to work the next day. I said, I'm sorry, I wasn't there. The guy said it was done. Anybody like my story?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Everybody live in a house here and start questioning your own abilities here? So I remained skeptical. They came back out, said it was fixed, and your assumptions, man, they got to do it right. Well, it's about the time I purchased a camera. Remember that home inspector view? Mm-hmm. Then we got a thermographer view right after that. Uh-oh. They put in now 3-4 feet of insulation. I got 10-foot ceilings. They missed a whole section. It was cold in there. I had to walk by that every time. You know, we got the forms of heat transfer. Mm-hmm. Cold air. That was my first time. So I definitely affirmed that we had a section missing. Then I went around the whole dang house and I had like 40 locations missing the insulation.
Damn.
Who's that?
Were you doing this inspection as a building inspector?
I was doing it as a concerned homeowner that had a special tool and a lot of knowledge. There he is. You know how much that cost them? By the time they were done, it cost them well over $5,000. And I made some money on the deal, too. I bought interior insulation. I wasn't going to let them do that. So I had them refund the $3,000 that they charged me for that.
Oh, this was your own home?
This was my own home. It's personal.
So you have the $30.
I got $30. All right.
common area is missed in a home. Tub enclosure. What happens during framing? The tub goes in. Insulation is supposed to be put in before that. Would you agree? Absolutely.
All the time.
Hear that? And I see it all the time. Now you got to look in those tub access, just a little inspection mirror, and go, oh. Hard to reach area. Corner channels, wall insulations, wall cavities. We talked about the shear panel. Catwalks. Anybody say that? Catwalk is insulated?
Rarely.
It's too hard. See, they put that panel down because the furnace goes in at framing up in the attic. Insulation isn't in yet. That's the picture underneath the catwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Attic access locations. This is this picture. Here's the visible from the attic. So when I told you earlier, I like to take a visible picture when I can. Interior wall insulation verification is a little more difficult, but there's ways of doing it. Where there's a will, there's a way. And where there's money, I will work and play. You think it makes a difference whether or not your access is insulated? This is the number one defect. I see it all the time. All right. 10-second break. Let's count. All right, very good. I told you this was a 3-hour presentation. Anybody got an achy, breaky heart? Mr. One-Head Wonder? This is Billy Ray Cyrus' house. Now, they didn't want to get up in the morning to heat the house up. This is in Hollywood, Toluca Lake. And I did the full building inspection on his home. I'm going to tell you this is one of the... This is right next door to Bob Hope's house. He has, like, a huge mansion right behind his house. And I get out there... I've done a couple of homes for... But the... He hired me for the inspection, and I had so many insulation visible defects that then they hired me for the infrared of it. So, anyways, I have a, I'll give you a few seconds for this one here. This is video looking in the bathroom. Tell me when you see a problem.
How many do you want to know?
Just keep counting. I have the visual of this, so I have simultaneous visual and thermal video, but I'll just let you look at that and get an idea. Just playing around. Temperature make a difference. What was the number one defect? Everybody remember that?
Attic trapdoor.
All right, let's take a look at that. Go in the closet. Whoa. That's right, even right next to the attic access cover, too. All missing. I mean, say that was hot. Is it hot? These guys are all from the office. Sign them up. Let's go in the master bedroom.
Did you have a blower door on during the test?
No, just in for a while.
Whoa.
How many problems? Count them. Who can count that fast?
Can't. Just run a digital counter.
So all we need is one song and we can build something like that?
You got it. No, you need a daughter. That's very successful. That's what you need. This is front door. See all that?
What's the outside temperature while you're doing this?
What's the ASTM stuff? Want 18 degrees? Yeah. air infiltration, weather stripping problems. Right here. This is actually the frame.
kind of hard to frame those cartridges. I like this picture. This is the ceiling in his living room.
Whoa.
See any problems? Now, I'm going to tell you, these cam lights, we know what ICAT.
Inspection contact air.
Okay. First two, insulation contact. See, it's been years since we've had insulation contact. This is a new home. But the old can lights required a what?
Three inch gap.
The guys are using old technology on new technology. Can light there. Is this hall rich? Who was I talking to you about falling insulation? Confirm when you can.
Those two wires just sitting there.
I think they're just speaker stuff.
Yeah, like this.
Number one defect, remember we talked about this in that video? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, when we do a report, you'll see, this is just a different house, but I have all the fluff and puff, and let me stop that. We got two. We explain, we'll give the delta T's. We only had a low delta T, so I explained it. Okay, but it was enough that I was able to see the conditions. But we'll get in there, point conditions out, visual and thermal. I'll notate locations. Might be hard to see through the projector, but the reports are pretty clear. Very simplified reports. They're not difficult. I usually try and put arrows in there, help them understand some of these conditions. So, this is a, fortunately you guys don't get to see this, but I did, last year, ResNet was in San Diego, so I have a wall that I built and actually heated up and I let you see and play with it and stuff. I had more time last year, but this is behind the wall, and these are common things we see. You know, remember we talked about cutting around boxes. This is the normal, I get this infrared image, so when you go and look at these boxes, you'll literally see this cold or warm area around that, just above the electrical boxes, and you pretty much are looking at the same condition. Maybe this is an overstatement, or maybe it's not. Now, an infrared-only review is qualitative by design. An infrared in conjunction with a blower door test has a quantitative value for air leakage. So, getting numbers, this is a leaky house. This is a home I did just a couple months ago. This guy, these are not opportunities. I mean, this is a guy who's lived in a house for 30 years. He's going to die in this house. But he was concerned with his utility bill. He has 7K photovoltaic system on his roof. He's energy, and he's searching me out. I found me out here, my dream come true. I think he spent like $1,100 with us with everything. We did duct testing, we did duct repair, blower door, infrared. This guy's just melting when he's like Mr. Green Guru. He's just, oh man. He called four people during the inspection. You gotta see what I can see. He was marketing for me. Thank you so much. So. Now, keep in mind that infrared alone may not always give you everything you need. Keep in mind, you look at locations, it's the same picture with or without lower door. Now, you may call some of this stuff, but it really helps exaggerate. 50 Pascal is equivalent to basically a 20-mile-an-hour wind at all angles on the house. And so it really can help improve your imagery.
You say using a blower door?
Yeah. So several years into doing scans, we have not had a home comply to Title 24, which is our energy code. Okay? I'm not sure if there is one either. I've had a number of contractors swear to me that they comply. And I've done $20 million homes. That Billy Ray's was $8 million for the house. Let's do some questions at the end. You got a good amount of time here. So with utilities getting higher and clients getting more and more energy conscious, and the fact that infrared can show them where the money is floating out the door, probably a good idea. It's a win-win situation. You help the client, less utility consumption, and you make some money along the way. And you go green. All right, so who do we market to? New home buyers, homeowners concerned with their utility bills, reports who want to go green, retrofit clients. There's big opportunities on that one. Those retrofit guys, I don't know, is there any retrofit guys? There's some, I'm going to tell you, it's a tough market because it's really hard unless you have an infrared camera to determine the quality. Because you don't know what's in the wall when you're pumping it in. And you know, I've done a number of these. I'll show you, this is a retrofit. The chief architect for Nike. Now, let's look at the walls. See fire blocking? These blocks, they're always going to be a problem. These guys got to drill a hole. The biggest problem is these guys drill from the outside, in California at least. They drill through stucco. They broke the weather barrier. There's no way they can repair that properly. They're going to tear the paper. They're going at it with a pneumatic drill. And they get through, and that thing's just cutting up the building paper. And then they shove a foam cork in there. There's just no way it can be fixed. No way. I mean, they can't be careful enough. I've seen the guys do it. They can't be careful enough to do it. I mean, I'm a fan of the inside, working from the inside, but they don't want to move furniture, and, you know, there's a lot of other things involved in that. It's going to be a more expensive job, and they have to quote it higher, and then they probably fix it. But you'll see the whole bottom half of walls, top half, whole sections here. This was a can light. They were filling it from the ceiling. They got a can light in the way, so what happens? It doesn't get insulated. Or a beer bottle. Just inside. You think he works for Nike? So, you see that they only filled in a little bit. It ran out. People who have drafts or cold spots in their homes are opportunities. There's some good news out there. I think John co-authored this little piece right here, didn't you? The thing with the DOE on the talking about infrared's a valuable tool on insulation verification for homes. Used in a court of law. Ooh. They recommend it. So some ideas on marketing. Creating a wow factor. Have a brochure. Be able to tell people what you do. Business cards matching. Look at that, my own picture. See, I put a personal one in here, so then I can tell people. My cards are updated now. See that stolen FLIR image right there? They gave it to me. See, when you start business, you got to have something to work with. Yeah. So. Old billboard. Cool. Let's put some pictures on. Check out the transformation. Watch it.
Cool.
See, behind it, this is the energy guzzler. And I went green. And I realized I did the math on a Prius and it didn't pan out to me. I bought this heavy HHR. You seen this? The two seaters. It's all equipment back, get blower doors, all my equipment in there. It's nice. Like 28 miles a gallon. I got 55,000 miles in that year and a half. I drive a lot. Toluca Lake from San Diego. It's an hour. You take it. Postcards,
yeah, missing insulation in your walls.
Catchy phone numbers. It's a good idea to have some good marketing to help you get established in the business.
Get out there.
I'm the man with the scan.
Raiders. Raiders.
Happy.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Just don't show up like this guy. This is a, I apologize once again, like I said, the speakers didn't get packed. So if you listen in, you might be able to hear. NBC ran a little story on me.
Oh my God. Oh
that catchy title.
We can't hear it.
Yeah. Just watch the... Huge portion of our energy bills are wasted.
That was one better than documents.
And sometimes all it takes is a tube of sealant to do this.
Go to SoCalInfrared.com and click on news. And this video is on my website. Okay.
What do you call? How about a thermography? About 73 degrees on this cold spot. Peter Hopkins isn't picking up the presence of ghosts.
Isn't picking up the presence of ghosts.
Detecting areas in
I'll tell you this story. You can watch it because I probably can't hear it. But
consistently placed throughout your house to be effective.
This story got ran five times. I was a headline story at 5 o'clock, went 6, then went at 10, 11. Then I was the lead story of a Going Green special.
Around this outlet right here. And that's actually cold air.
Ask me how much this cost me.
Peter finds trouble spots in just about every room.
$3. I've been on TV three times in the last year. And you just watch those web hits. Just
so you see a dark area right there. This is a location of the wall. We have no attic here. This is an entire section
but
here.
Anybody know what 3 minutes costs?
For thermal imaging to work, there must be at least 18 degree difference between the temperature inside and outside a home. The temperature outside on this day is in the mid-50s. Inside, Tony has to turn up the heat to about 80 degrees. Dark spots in Peter's camera indicate cold air outside is coming through, indicating bad insulation.
There's a reason why it might be cold or hot. That whole section right there.
All right, you get the idea. You guys can watch that. So you can submit stories, newspapers, all the good stuff. Many applications will show you more opportunities. Leak detection, roofs, electrical, medical, electronics, industrial, and the list goes on. Just Google it. And, you know, a lot of people ask what to charge for your services. We're nearing that tail end here, and I'm hitting the time. Look at that, it turned 3 hours. So what do you charge for service? Let's see if you can hear it. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but this is pretty funny. Anybody ever negotiated? Anybody ever had you say, hey, will you do it for less?
Hello. Yes, I have tooth extraction.
Yeah.
One tooth, but I need to ask you for a quote first. I need to know your lowest price. One tooth, if you take it out, lowest price. Okay, well, just assume it's an easy one. Assume the cheapest one. Lowest price is the main thing here. $1,600. Okay. Does that include a nurse assisting you? Yeah. Right. Well, how about if we leave up a nurse and just tag it in on the end of someone else's appointment? How much would that be then? $1,200. That's still more than I thought it would be. Well, why so much? An hour of your time. Okay. Well, I understand that because you gently remove the tooth, that it takes a long time, but price is an important thing here, so don't worry about gently removing the tooth or anything. How much for a quick 10-minute get-it-out extraction? $900, still too high. Does that include pre-injections, those little jabs you give that just numb up the gum before the main injection? Yeah? Okay, well... What if you leave those out? Yeah. No, well, I understand it will be much more painful, but low price is the more important thing here. What's your lowest price without the pre-injections? $700. Well, that's obviously better, but as I mentioned, low price is the most important factor here, so is there a way you can get a bit more off the price? Half dosage of the main injection. Will that bring it down? What will that bring it down to? Total agony for $500. Okay. Well, look, I really want the lowest price deal. What if you do it with no injections at all? Yeah, I know. It will be absolutely agonizingly, excruciatingly painful, but I really mean it when I say lowest cost is the priority here. Okay. All right, I'll hold. Hello? Yeah, I'm still here. $200. Okay. That's great. That's a deal. Right. Can I book the wife in then, please?
training is important if you want to do it. You guys, many of you know, you've stopped by my booth, you know I'm, you know, we have a, you know, a business opportunity you can create. If you own any of the equipment, you can do this on your own. We're simply just one solution. I have some business cards and brochures, and, you know, obviously I'll be real, well, I'm here till tomorrow. But we've got a session here for questions and answers that any of you guys may have, and any of those that might have written down. And look at that, 9:30. Man, nobody had to hold up these things on me. So I did my hour. Now I got a half hour if you guys need a question. Yes?
So typically when you do your your inspection and shows all these flaws,
yes,
then you turn that information over to the homeowner or the builder. I suppose then they seek to get the flaws corrected. Then do you come back and do a post-inspection to verify? Is that typical?
If they want to pay me.
Yeah.
But so far, nobody's, you know, most people don't select that, but I anticipate that to change a little bit.
So, I mean, the contractors take your, do you give images to them so they'll follow them around? And
I work for the homeowner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have had a builder approach me on a quality control thing. Nothing like putting your contractors in check and telling them that we're going to have 10% of all our products done. That, you know, that was when the market was moving, and then these guys aren't even building anymore. But the answer is that if they hire me to do it, it's not included as part of my fee structure, but I've gladly come back out and do a, you know, follow-up. I think it's a wise thing. Then you can determine, hey, has this been done right? Did somebody do it right? Okay, the guy in the back actually first.
You said earlier that if you use a blower door with infrared, you can quantify something.
Air leakage.
So, okay, explain what you mean by that. I mean, I know how to do it with a blower door without infrared. What do you mean by doing it with infrared?
Okay. Energy Star has a standard for new construction, you know, guideline like 3.5 to 5. It's unrealistic on an existing home. So there are some guidelines to look at. I can show you some if you come by the booth. For example, RetroTech has a guideline that, you know, on scales, but usually like 5 to 7 on an existing home, what would be a good guideline, you know, for an existing home. I showed you one that was 9.5 air changes an hour. It's pretty leaky. Now, I want you to understand when you're doing a blower door test, you're actually whole house envelope leakage, which includes the ducts, too. So, you know, you're getting a whole number in there. So my position is that I think it's very valuable. It's an add-on fee to your inspection. So I think it's a wise thing, and you have some things to compare it to and goals for them to achieve. See, the insulation is going to tell them they're building envelope, but see, if you're just creating a chimney effect in the house with air leakage, you know, the idea is let's get it tight. Let's make it tight and ventilate it.
What you're saying is that the blower door test gives you numbers.
Yes.
But the blower door test doesn't put numbers on the infrared, or an infrared test doesn't put numbers on the blower. I mean, these are independent tests.
No, I do them at the same time.
No, but numerically, is there an effect on the numbers as a result?
Yes, you're going to get more images. You're going to have, because as I'm going around, I run in the blower door. Okay, I take my number, which is almost instantaneous. Then I go around the house, but you're going to get more pictures. As I showed an earlier clip, showing an air infiltration location that was not visible on the standard without infrared, without blower door. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a few more images. You're going to charge appropriately for it.
What
so
pressure do you cruise at?
50. 50 Pascal. That's the standard. I mean, you can run a lower number and extrapolate, but here's a point of reference for you. The minute you hit 3,000 square feet, it sometimes is difficult to hit 50 Pascal. So you've got to consider that when you're doing large homes, if you're only running 25 Pascal, you may not be, you're not simulating a 20 mile an hour wind. So you may not get the adequate images. So in our company, when we talk to people, we recommend if your percentage of your business, like let's say over 25% of your business is over 3,000 square feet, I recommend you consider a high power fan, or you know, multiple units, you know, because I've been in a brand new home, 4,000 square feet, brand new, and I was there with the infrared and the Raider was there, and they couldn't get it to 50 Pascal. They had to put in a second unit, brand new. which was really hard to believe because it should have been tight enough to achieve that, but it wasn't. So, next question.
Sometimes you get these double shear walls, and they're insulated, they're moving so fast, you get out there for the razor, the QII, and there's this one portion that's sandwiched, you can't see it. Seeing that it's in the rough stage, and you can't really get the temperature, just means having...
Borescope. Borescope. But make sure you're clear to if you've got to drill anything, you make sure you have a disclaimer on that with the builder that they know what you're going to do. Because, see, if you're hired as an independent and you're having to do QII, and you have to validate the insulation that you can't see, the borescope is the easiest and best way to go. The new one's great now because the borescope I have is one of the, I think, so they got the video ones now are cool.
How far is it?
They've got ones that have extensions on them. I mean, if you really want a long one, just go get a drain snake, one of those video cameras. You got $4,000?
Sure. Yeah.
The questions, yes?
So what do you charge?
Well, in my company, time is what they're buying. My home inspection company, I actually charge by square footage because I have an estimation based on just the years of doing it. But in my infrared, I actually charge $325 for the first hour and a half, and then $125 an hour after that. Okay, we have a national model with United Infrared that I can explain to you later. It's a little bit less than that, but we're going to show you how you can do it for less. Yes?
I've seen those recessed lights with the stickers on them.
I'm sorry, repeat your question?
They have lights now that you can buy, say, airtight IC.
Yeah, well, when you look at these things, you'll see the white lights, got all the holes in it, you pretty much know what that is. The ICATs are, you'll see sometimes silver that are sealed more.
They have light stones you can buy. They have a sticker on the light in the attic that says, this light is not thermally protected for insulation, you can't put this against it. If you want to change that, peel the sticker off. It says progress lighting, halo lighting, a couple other ones. You look for the sticker on the light, you'll see it.
There you go, guys. You heard it first here. Next question. Yes?
I was wondering about, you did most of your pictures with what, iron spectrum, I think it's called?
I shoot in iron. I'm going to tell you, most thermographers know that grayscale is the most beautiful picture. It actually produces a really clean, it's black and white, it's cut and dry. It is or it isn't. Why do I shoot in iron, Bo?
Pretty.
Because infrared by the public is perceived as color. And iron bow is the closest thing to grayscale. That's your answer. That is the truth. That's what I'm sticking to it. Every once in a while, I'll do a rainbow. When I do air infiltration, sometimes I'll change it to rainbow because I like it's a pretty picture and it looks good. Yes? Is everybody an expert?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Well, this is kind of an introduction to what it is. There's definitely a business opportunity. We're all searching for the market today to see where our opportunities exist. Obviously, new construction is going in the tank, so we're going, everybody is going on the Obama green wagon. Everybody wants a piece of that? See, that's where the opportunities are, and so, the truth is there's 128 million homes in America. 65 million of these homes have little or no energy improvements on them, okay? So we are just in this beginning stage. I want you to understand the paradigm shift that's happened right now. We've watched, literally, where it used to be cool to drive a Hummer, and all of a sudden, the Prius has gone crazy. It doesn't matter about the cost of it. You know that the cost return is like 8 years on a Prius. But the thing is that it's actually cool. Perception is everything. People will pay the money. We're banking it. I'm banking my career on this right now with United Infrared. So understand that the opportunity is there and people will spend the money because the perception is it's good. It's good for our environment. And they're going to have a return on their investment. Okay? So I see these two things as a beautiful thing. You know that, honestly, you can go to the DOE, you can go to some of the insulation companies, you can go to whatever, the local utilities, and they'll do these free energy surveys for you. But what the, and there's some utilities that are doing blower door and infrared testing. Great. Maybe it's only the high clients who are paying that $1,000 a month. But an infrared and blower door is what they can't do on those free online surveys. And the building envelope is 50 to 70% of the problem. You can heat the house and have the most efficient furnace, but if it leaks out like a sieve, what good does that do? Okay? Yes?
Just one more thing. I,
in our little neck of the woods, we actually are paid by the utility companies to go out and do infrared reports.
Where do you live?
Northern California, or Northern Minnesota. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a marketing opportunity because most utility companies have to spend a certain amount of money to reduce their energy usage. And that money often goes for...
You know why they have to reduce? Do you know how expensive it is to build a new reactor? You know, there's a lot of good ideas out there in nuclear, but go try and build a nuclear reactor today. There's environmental issues. There's so much to go through. So they don't have a choice. They have to reduce consumption, or they have to figure out a way to build a $10 billion reactor, you know, or, you know, electric generator. It's not cheap, so they reduce it, and they put their incentives to this, and then they get the state and Obama to subsidize it. And then they look like champions.
So my point is that people can contact utility companies.
Absolutely.
And partner with them.
Mm-hmm.
To marketing.
I just am wondering, do they pay by a job, or they pay you by an hour? How do they pay for that service?
Well, we work on an agreement with them. Basically, what we charge is $350 for an IR report. And the utility company is willing to reimburse the customer $300 of that $350.
Okay. That's great. I'm all. Everybody move in there? Let's go there. It's a good place. That's a good deal. Anybody ever got any, else got any tips? I know Oregon will subsidize blower door. So?
We do infrared inspections after fire suppression companies have been there to make sure that the heads aren't driven and that things aren't leaking.
Very good.
Looking for moisture.
Very good. There's a lot of opportunities with it. Okay, any other questions? Yes, Beck?
Do you allow your homeowner to walk around with you while you're doing your thermography, looking over your shoulder, or
it's a good question. It's a good question. It's kind of like the home inspection, you know? I get there, and you know what? I print my reports on site, on the home inspection side, not on the infrared. So usually I'll go on the roof if I need to get rid of them if they're bugging me. But on the infrared, I always want them to see the value of what I'm doing for them. I'm going to tell you my statistic. Within 5 minutes of every home I've ever done, a defect shows up on the insulation envelope. And I usually wait for a good one, and then I will pull them over and I'll show them, this is what, just so you know, this is what we're doing today. This is an example of an area that has missing insulation, a problem area. And I'll get them involved in that, and usually they already feel, God, this is great. Oh, okay, my money now is well spent. He's finding problems. And they usually leave me alone. And I explain to them, you know, within 24 to 48 hours, I'll have a report for you. And then it'll go through, every location will be identified. So at that point, they usually leave me alone because they've already realized that the money was well spent. So usually I don't have too many that ever follow me around. And another tip is sometimes I'm actually out on a home and I may have offered them an infrared, but they didn't want to do it for whatever cost reasons. And I'll sometimes bring the camera with me to sell. Like a new home that I recently did, the guy didn't want to do it. He was already 600 and something on his home inspection. Another 400 or 500 for the infrared, he just didn't want to do. But within, you know, I brought it with me, and so I tested one location, and then I brought him in to see. I said, hey, I just happen to have my camera, my truck. And, you know, I saw this picture, and he's like, oh, and by the way, this picture right here on my brochure, this moisture picture, was on that house. I got a $500 infrared job, and the first thing I saw was this moisture that was leaking in the ceiling during a rainy day, brand new home, and it's probably one of the best moisture pictures I got because it's so cleanly taken. But yeah, he had about 30 locations of missing insulation on his home too. And this is a builder that actually challenged me. They sent him, said, I don't know what I'm talking about. And in this particular case, they have a bedroom over a garage, and the ceiling was a drop ceiling in the garage. And the insulation contractor insulated the garage ceiling. Mm-hmm. It's very clear it has to be in contact with the floor. So it's kind of like wearing a sweater, but your sweater's out here. You know, you got the forms of heat transfer, and your heat will just leave right through and pass right through there. So, yes, question back.
On that issue of the insulation being low,
mm-hmm.
That was actually the question I wanted to ask. I find it all the time, high joists, web trusses,
mm-hmm.
I mean floor truss systems, it's never right.
Yeah, they tuck it up.
It seems like the manufacturers of the truss or of the joists and the manufacturer of insulation aren't communicating at all. and the installation is basically always wrong because it's never in contact with the board. Do you have any comments about that at all?
No, I agree with you.
What's the solution? I mean, I'm trying to give people
quality control.
Or even the insulator.
QII.
They install it right.
The answer is QII. Get more work for the energy rater. Get in there. They need QII. Talk to your local city and have them enforce it. They have the ability to call for that. They have every right to require QII and even retrofits. You know, these guys are insulating. They're not getting permits for that. They have to get a permit. They're affecting certain factors of the building, cutting in stucco and weather barriers. So, you know, my opinion on that is that they should do a quality insulation evaluation. Yes?
Do you make another trip out to present your report, or do you
no.
mail?
No, email, and then we'll mail it, a hard copy. So, yes?
How much explanation do you have to go into for the draining defects in the house, the differences between the wood?
The insulation defects?
No, the framing.
I don't. I'm very clear in my report that I'm there for insulation only. So I'm not there to call out a missing header.
No, I mean, in your pictures, it's very clear that you can see the studs.
Yeah.
And the top plates, bottom plates.
Yeah.
So explaining what that is in the picture.
Oh, I just put an arrow, and then I have a camera that has text entry, and when I take a picture, my camera asks me questions. Where are you? Living room. What did you see wrong? Loose or missing insulation. Where? Left wall. And I have it all, it automatically asks me the question. I have it programmed with every bedroom, every room of the house. And so my system actually is fully automated.
So we do a lot of retrofit, and
yes.
We have reports, like doors that come in to us, and the auditor, the home inspector, is really pronouncing framing defects of the home more than insulation defects. And we have to go in with our own infrared camera and explain to the homeowner that there's nothing, this is how it is in every house in America.
Yeah, but it
would.
But, I mean, it's your call on your business. You make a call on how you do your business. As far as, you know, the guy before you, I have no clue. Yeah. Any other questions? You got one. Yes.
Peter, the one thing I can't figure out...
I'm going to help you.
Excellent.
Hopefully.
That's why I'm here. Is that, let's just say we go and shoot an existing building and
yeah.
we find a lot of issues.
Yeah.
In reality, though, if we look at it from the customer's perspective, in order for them to act on it, to make something happen about those deficiencies,
mm-hmm.
what they really want to know, right, is if I fix these, what is it going to do to my operating cost? How does anybody put that together?
It's simple science. If we fix a leak, we should improve our utility. If you've got an area that's 5 degrees colder in the winter, and then you eliminate that 5 degree, you would say that the heating wouldn't have to work, sir. I want you to understand that 1 foot doesn't equate to much. There actually is an energy calculator out there. If you beg the infrared training center, they have a cost analysis on it. I actually have a cost analysis from the energy center in San Diego. Gave me an Excel form to actually calculate how much it's costing. You got to enter the therms, utility rate, calculate. So there's ways of doing it. It's so intensive that I just say, it's going to make a difference.
But, I mean, in reality, right, I mean, a customer could say, okay, Peter, it's going to take me some labor to take this apart. I got to pay somebody. I need to weigh that cost of remediation against the potential increase or decrease in my operating cost. How do we answer that question?
There's much more. There's other things involved. Comfort is one of them. Okay? Remember that picture in my master bedroom? Every time I walked into my master bedroom, I had to walk by it. It was cold. When you learn the heat transfer, conductive, convective, and radiant energy transfer, you realize that if you eliminate that, you have a comfort factor, number one. Number two is that if we reduce those areas or improper insulation, we seal up the air leakage, you, in effect, are going to reduce utility consumption. It's a fact. DOE states that if you seal air infiltration alone, it's a 10% utility savings. Now, although that's subjective to a lot of different things, that is actually written on their website, on the Energy Savers Handbook. So
you charge more and do the...
Charge more. There you go. Yeah, and ask them. You know, honestly, there's a guy in Scotland who has an infrared company, and he actually does CO emissions and everything based on, and he charges $2,500. He'll do my report, he'll do your report. He's like $2,500 to turn your report into this thing that's got, nobody's going to spend $2,500. The return investment. But if you get some anal person who really wants to know, mm-hmm. you know, there's things you can do, but usually the consumer's not going to pay and the return is not there. Just fix it. And you know, honestly, the repairs you saw, they drilled a little hole. It's not that difficult. Today, they use some foam in small areas, and, you know, there's ways of drilling small pinky holes and fixing things.
Yeah.
I mean, there are solutions, and we're going to get better on that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just that the reality is somebody still has to spend money,
sure.
and people expect to see something happen when they spend money, and if they can't see that, what do we do then?
Well, you know, our whole thing, like in our company, is we're trying to work it out where our guys come back afterwards. And on the insulating contractor's dime, but yeah, it'll end up, we'll create business for the insulating contractor. Contractor will hire our contractor back to just validate, saying that it was, you know, showing just those areas that were fixed. It makes a lot of sense, makes him look better, gives him quality control, gives the consumer peace of mind. So.
Reduces liability.
Yeah. Let me get first.
So you're out there with a blower door and everything, but you're not doing a rating on the home? You're
not
running
no,
no. Rating,
not
no. Improving
Why?
That.
The house isn't requiring any of that. Unless they're going... See, understand, the only reason an existing home that somebody's probably going to do a full rating is for an EEM. And an EEM... is a gal from Cheers in here? She's an EEM specialist. But the deal is that the EEM gives you a little bit more value in your loan. You can buy a more energy efficient... If you do energy efficient measures, it'll give you like 5% more value. But you don't have to qualify for it because the perception is that you'll save utilities. But you know, my thing is that, like in United Infrared, our focus is on insulation and blower door because everything else a homeowner could do. They could walk through and do an energy evaluation of their windows and how much insulation they got in their attic, spend a couple hours and do a free survey because the DOE's got it online for free. How old is their appliance or, you know, servicing it. They get general, like, tips and ideas, but they're not going to spend $10,000 in equipment to go do this exterior envelope, which, remember, was 50 to 70% of the problem. Most people know, okay, lighting is 17% of your load. You can change bulbs and cut that down, you know, 75% or whatever, 65%. But, you know, these things they can't see. You know? Yes?
Have you found it effective to, although your skin for insulation, are you able to see duct leakage with
sure.
the camera?
Sure. I've got pictures of that, too. You can email me. I'll send you one.
Which camera do you use that allows you to do text entry?
T400. T250 will do it, too. And I think there's other cameras, other manufacturers that have that, too. But usually the higher end, you know, you buy the entry-level cameras, you're going to limit your ability. Resolution... All that good stuff. Who else? Yes?
I have an insulation business, and what you're talking about is it'll allow payback on these small spots.
Yeah.
It's not always all that great, but it's a big comfort thing.
Yep.
You get a hatch uninsulated and something like that, Alex, every morning, I deal with every morning, and just right out of the bed, just want to hold that closet insulation. That's the thing that fixes it. Makes people comfort with the guy. And small stuff like that, you find in the kitchen, you find some bathrooms. It fixes those small things, they're a lot more comfortable if they're working or anything.
Yeah. Anybody, any final comments before we close out here today? Yes?
You say you need 18 degree difference and only...
We'd like it.
Recommend it morning and afternoon.
Yes.
Or morning, late in the day, so how many do you do a day?
Well, you can be limited. You know, you might be working at night or mornings. So it depends on the time of the year. See, That's why, you know, you look at things like, I find, because the infrared camera is the most expensive tool in my bag, that's why we do other things. You guys should read a paper. It's called From Houses to Horses. And it's on the website. You click on that, and you will see I make more money on horses than I do on anything else.
Horses?
Horses.
Why?
With infrared. Go to United Infrared. You'll find out. Let me tell you. You read that thing. I'm going to give you one little story on horses. Okay? I've done, been contracted to do 8 horses in a row. Took me 2.5 hours. My bill was over $1,000. How many would like to make that in 2 hours of work? That's pretty good. Okay? Now, I go do Billy Ray Cyrus's house, and I'm $600 or something, and I was just a couple of hours, 2.5, 3 hours. So, point being is that their opportunities are there in a lot of applications. And so we find that in my climate zone, winter and summer, I can do energy evaluations. Remember, for existing homes, they're not going anywhere. They'll just wait. So we don't need it done tomorrow. It's not like a home inspection where they need got 14 days to do inspections. They'll just wait. And remember, the bill ain't a problem in the spring. But during the spring and fall, horses. See, during the winter, the horses grow a long coat. It's hard to do infrared. During the summer, when it's over 86 degrees, the horse sweats. I've built an awesome business. I'm in contract with San Diego Zoo now. I scan the elephants. You want a rewarding business? I look at elephants. How many of you have ever touched an elephant? I got to feed him, touch his tongue. That was a female, actually. 8,000 pounds. But it was a very rewarding experience. You want to know why? If I showed you the picture, you go, oh my God. They couldn't find it. See, infrared is physiological, where x-ray is anatomical. X-ray sees bone on bodies. Mm-hmm. Infrared sees muscle, nerve. I've got pictures of broken bones that were fractures. You go, I can give you a link or something. I got a video, they ran a story of me on horses. And our interpretation, remember, all I do is take pictures because I can't break the law and be practicing medicine. But we sent it off to interpretation after my infrared came back with a lower cervical neck injury was the interpretation. They knew exactly where to focus their attention. They went and x-rayed it that day in the one location. C6-7 fracture in the neck. We were spot on. On the elephant, they did an x-ray, couldn't find any problem. He had a whole heat location, but you physically couldn't see it. So I want you to understand there's a lot of things with infrared you can do. And that's what I'm banking my future on. Okay? Because I know that all these applications are available. And we're going to tackle them all. We've got probably 300 websites on infrared. And United Infrared's going to tackle that. So, you know, we can answer more of that stuff later. Any other questions? If not, thank you so much for everybody coming. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. I'm going to sign the bot. Okay, there you go. Very good.
That
one's mine.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, absolutely. Good.
I'm going to get my camera.
Okay.
Good presentation.
Thank you so much.
Very good.
That's what I like to hear.
Thank you very much.
What's good to you?